Second Sunday of Advent already.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't even started my Christmas cards. Welcome back, everybody. Today is the second Sunday of Advent.
We appreciate you being with us and journeying with us. Thank you for the comments that you put in on the YouTube section as well as in the Facebook group. So today we continue on reflecting on St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons. And Janelle?
All right. Right from the get-go, he talks about penance and offering sacrifices. I think, you know, in my day-to-day, I have so many opportunities to offer sacrifices, but then it's like I choose to add things to offer sacrifice or to make reparation for my sin. But he's saying basically just do what God has given you and do it well. By tribulation, we atone for the sins we have committed much better than by voluntary works of penance. Be assured, says St. Augustine, that God is a physician and that tribulation is a salutary medicine. What you suffer is a remedy, not a punishment.
St. Alphonsus is making the distinction between those penances that we choose for ourselves and those which God sends our way, which he calls tribulations, that can be turned into penances. Now, why is it better for us to accept what God sends as penance rather than to choose our own? And I spent a little bit of time thinking about this, and I came up with a couple reasons. I'm sure you can think of some yourself. But when we choose something for ourselves, we choose imperfectly. When God chooses something for ourselves, he chooses perfectly. When we choose something for ourselves, we tend to choose the easy road or the preferred road, even if it's a penance. It's a preferred penance, where when God chooses a remedy for our souls, it is perfect in all ways. So that's why it's better. So often we get caught up in creating our own penance, which there is value in that. But we lose the whole point of it if we can't accept the little tribulations that God sends our way. Those are more valuable. Mm-hmm. Those are more tailor-made for our spiritual growth. Okay.
Why, he says, do you complain? What you suffer is a remedy, not a punishment. Job called those men happy whom God corrects by tribulation, because he heals them with the very hands by which he strikes and wounds them.
So what you suffer is the remedy, not the punishment. I want you to take your eyes for a second and just place them upon the greater world. What we've experienced in the last year and a half is really unprecedented regarding COVID, the lockdowns, just how life has been turned upside down. And we may come to the conclusion that life is not as it should be, and we complain. And I know I've found myself doing this, complaining about situations regarding COVID. And what St. Alphonsus is saying is that what God allows is a remedy. And so here we have, right now, a global opportunity to do penance, a global opportunity to repent, a global opportunity to surrender ourselves to Jesus in a more beautiful way than perhaps we've ever had before. For if we see the situation as something that God has allowed for our good, it's a global remedy. He's allowing us to respond to this situation so that we can grow in great sanctity. My fear is this: we will waste the opportunity. Let us not waste our frustrations regarding what we find ourselves in, because right now, I believe there is great grace available.
Okay, and we just want to wrap up this video with this one section of his writings. It's so beautiful.
It's so sweet. See, you're good with sweet.
I think Ken like skimmed over it, whereas I was like, this is so beautiful. Perfect for this.
Reparation. Offer it up. You're so sweet.
But this is about Jesus and the birth in the stable. And I thought it was just so good for the second Sunday of Advent. For this end was it decreed by God that the edict of Caesar should come forth, namely, that his son should not only be born poor, but the poorest of men, causing him to be born away from his own house in a cave which was inhabited by animals. Other poor people who are born in their houses have certainly more comforts in the way of clothes, of fire, and the assistance of persons who lend their aid, even if it is out of compassion. What son of a poor mother was ever born in a stable? In a stable, beasts only are born. St. Luke relates how it happened, the time being come that Mary was to be delivered. Joseph goes to seek some lodging for her in Bethlehem. He goes about and inquires at every house, and he finds none. He tries to find one in an inn, but neither there does he find any. There was no room for them in the inn. So that Mary is obliged to take shelter and bring forth her son in that cave. When the sons of princes are born, they have warm rooms prepared for them, adorned with hanging silver cradles, the finest clothes, and they are waited on by the highest nobles and ladies in the kingdom. The King of Heaven, instead of a warm and beautiful room, has nothing but a cold grotto, whose only ornament is the grass that grows there. Instead of a bed of feathers, he has nothing but a little hard, sharp straw. Instead of fine garments, he has but a few poor, rough, cold, and damp rags. The Creator of angels, writes St. Peter Damian, is not said to have been clad in purple, but to have been wrapped in rags. Let worldly pride blush at the resplendent humility of the Savior. Instead of a fire and of the attendance of great people, he has but the warm breath and the company of two animals. Finally, in place of the silver cradle, he must lie in a vile manger. What is this? Said St. Gregory of Nyssa. The King of Kings, who fills heaven and earth with his presence, finds no better place in which to be born than a stable for beasts. He who encompasses all things in his embrace is laid in the manger of brute cattle. Yes, this King of Kings, for our sake, wished to be poor and the poorest of all. Even the children of the poor have milk enough provided for them, but Jesus Christ wished to be poor even in this, for the milk of Mary was miraculous, and she received it not naturally, but from heaven. As the Holy Church teaches us, the Virgin gave him milk from a breast filled from heaven. And God, in order to comply with the desire of his Son, who wished to be poor in everything, did not provide Mary with milk in abundance, but only with as much as would barely suffice to sustain the life of her Son. Whence the same Holy Church says, he was fed on a little milk. And Jesus Christ, as he was born poor, continued in poverty all his life long.
Beautiful.
I know, it makes me want to cry, actually.
Friends, please comment below what stood out to you and why. Share this video if you've been blessed by it. Rosary is going to be right up there, and we'll see you tomorrow.